First, the numbers. About 12% of New Haven's commuters report walking to their jobs, which ranks the Elm City 8th nationally. That's right alongside Washington, D.C. and Boston. Ben Berkowitz lives in New Haven, and he walks to his job every day. He says a lot of things contribute to New Haven's walkability.
You can traverse a long distance without becoming bored, which I think is important. Being comfortable from the shade of trees if it's hot. Also, you know, obviously geography and terrain are hugely important. New Haven has the benefit of being, for the most part, flat.
There's also Yale. According to census data, 36% of New Haven's walkers are under the age of 24.
In a university town, you've got a ready population. If you build a walkable environment, they will come.
That's Mark Fenton. He teaches at Tufts University and is a former member of the U.S. National Race Walking Team. He says one of the keys to walkability is downtown variety.
So rather than having all your housing over here and a big mall over there where all the shopping is, things are mixed up, which is what traditional small towns in New England used to be, if you think about it. You had a town square that had civic institutions, schools, churches, neighborhoods, playgrounds, parks. They were all close together, and the more you mix land uses, the more people tend to walk between them.
And in case you're curious about patterns in other large Connecticut cities, in Hartford, about 8% of commuters report walking to work. In Bridgeport, that number is around 4%. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.